All right. Good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com live from Harbor Beach High School here on a Monday night, the day after a Super Football game. A makeup game here tonight. With me is Jonathan Bisher making the trip here.
Eddie, how's yourself?
I'm doing great.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while since the Marlette Harbor Beach game. Here we're in Harbor Beach to see the Harbor Beach girls. This is a makeup game from February 2nd. That was snowed out. Apparently, there was a snow squall just in Harbor Beach. A couple other spots.
I think there was a couple of games canceled that night.
Yeah, as Sandusky and I were walking out the door, Ashley Winter Palmer out there, salute to you, gave me a text and said, stop, get out of the car. The game is canceled right after that.
Yeah, K-Pack and Ubley got canceled that day. K-Pack came up. Or started their drive, and they got to, like, Yale Road, and they went, nope, we're turning around, going back. It's not worth it.
I hope they stopped at A&W there.
That would be smart.
So this is a makeup game, a very important game in the Greater Thumb East League standings. A big week here for the Sandusky Wolves. Tonight here against Harbor Beach, this is the makeup game that was supposed to be played on February 2nd, and later this week that you would be covering what could potentially be, or pretty much, the Greater Thumb East League championship game with Marlette hosting Sandusky also.
Well, really, no matter what that game will be, the league championship game is just going to determine whether Sandusky can win it outright or whether Marlette can win it outright. If Sandusky wins tonight and they win against Marlette, it's an outright win for Sandusky. If they win tonight and lose to Marlette, they're going to share the title. If they lose tonight and lose to Marlette, Marlette wins the title outright. And if they lose tonight and beat Marlette, they're going to share the title.
Did you get all that?
They would still own the title. So there's a couple different ways this can work out. But Sandusky, first and foremost, is going to have to take care of business tonight. And we all know with legendary coach Al DeMott, he's going to have his girls ready to play.
Kind of lost count after 800-plus wins already.
Yeah, I lost count
okay.
too.
All right, so that game will be coming up shortly. Right now the JV game is underway. Hey, the Harbor Beach Pirates JV team leading substantially right now, about a minute 32 left, 35-19. So good lead for them right now. As we speak. And then, of course, we'll be getting ready for our game coverage. When we come back, we're going to talk about Sandusky and Harbor Beach, what they've done so far throughout the season, what they've done the last couple games also, leading up to this point. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. High school girls basketball on a Monday night. It's Harbor Beach hosting Sandusky. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. JV, Harbor Beach Pirates girls basketball team wins 35-19 over Sandusky's JV team. So they're going to put the new time clock up here as we get ready for our pregame coverage. 15-3 overall are the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. They're coming off two straight wins after that loss against Carroll that you had covered. And that was a Monday night game also.
That was a Monday night game. So I've gotten two Monday night games under my belt, and they've both been Sandusky.
You're like Al Michaels of basketball right now. So back-to-back wins for Sandusky. Got a good win over Ubley, 44-26. Last week, and then over K-Pack, 56-12. The Fighting Fredericks were right there with K-Pack Chiefs. You know, Dave Frederick, old broadcasting alum there in Sand Lake Broadcasting, Thumb Tucker Sports, is the head coach there at K-Pack. So.
The K-Pack's actually got a lot of talent.
I've seen him play twice.
They just got to put it together, and hopefully Dave's there willing to stick it out and, you know, maybe develop that talent. But you never know what can come in the future for K-Pack.
Well, Sandusky took on some competition earlier in the season. But their losses have come to that competition. Cass City, Emily City, and Carroll. Two of the top teams in the Greater Thumb West. One of the top teams in the Blue Water Area Conference. I know North Branch has something to say about that, as well as another BWAC team. The loss for...
And they've all been one-possession losses.
Yes. That was an overtime loss. Their first loss was back in December 6th to Cass City. 49-51 in overtime. The loss to Emily City at the Harry Seymour Tournament, 48-51. And then you had covered that Carroll game where two possession loss, but it was Adam Moore playing a good game. Every play played a pretty good team basketball
and
at the end of that game.
Jackie there. Peters hitting free throws at the end to seal that one away. It was a two-point game with like 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, 50-56, a great game. I was listening to that game. I was coming back from somewhere. I think it was Sportsline.
Sportsline, because Eddie and or Scotty and Mikey showed up to that one.
So a good game.
We had a mini TSA meeting.
That's right. And then Carroll avenges their earlier season loss to Cass City and gets their win over Cass City.
The only issue is they lost to Bad X earlier that week.
Right. So, yeah, there's a lot of scenarios right now in the Greater Thumb Conference as it is in girls basketball. But right now, this scenario is what matters for Sandusky. Now, 15-3, 8-0 league play, 7-1 is Marlette. Harbor Beach at 7-2. Now, they need to win this game, and they need Marlette to help them maybe win that game also, or they could lose.
It's going to be very difficult for Harbor Beach to win a league title because, one, they're going to have beat Sandusky and beat Marlette, and they're going to need Marlette to beat Sandusky also. So they're on the outside looking in. They're going to need some help, but all you can do is take, control your own destiny, which Sandusky's in that situation tonight. And Harbor Beach is looking to play spoilers and still be on the outside looking in with a shooter chance.
Well, Sandusky doing quite well. 15-3 overall. Those losses to the top teams there. Able to score over 30-plus points per game. High 30s, you could say. You know, usually it would scare over at least 40 or 50. They've done it a few times already throughout the season. Now, looking at Harbor Beach's schedule, some of their key wins, they're 9-9 overall. They started off not too great to start off the season. In fact, 7 straight losses. But they took on Carroll, they took on Reese, they took on Yale, who's a pretty good BWAC team. Croswell, Lexington, and Bad Axe also did not start it off. Got back-to-back wins over Lakers in early January and over Brown City. Lost to to Sandusky in their first meeting, 22-39. And then got 4 straight wins over Ubley, KPEC. Got the win over Cass City. That's something they have over on Sandusky, but Cass City was missing a player also on the board from that game.
A very key piece there. Yeah, they were missing. But, hey, even beating Sailor Cathrall herself is a tall task.
And if you could take advantage of a situation you have, you got to be prepared to do that. And they did that. Now, the game we had covered after that, Cass City went 38-30. Then they got the win over Memphis, 31-21. The game that we had covered, they were within this game. There was a lot of turnovers in this game. They lost to Marlette on Marlette's home court, 40-47. I've seen Marlette against Sandusky where they should have been in that game. They were in that game. They were leading that game at one point. They just couldn't hang in there with Sandusky because Sandusky is a team that makes the adjustments when it comes out of the second half, and they just take over. They have one good quarter, and they just run away with it from there.
Yep, if Sandusky's a team, they're not going to turn the ball over. They're going to make the right decision on offense, and Coach DeMont's going to just put his players in the right position to succeed, and they just do it so well, and they've done it for years.
After that loss to Marlette, they had covered in late January, 3 straight wins for Harbor Beach over Brown City, 42-36 in league play, 32-30 over Ubley, and against KPEC, 53-16. Did you see that Ubley-Harbor Beach girls game?
What one?
The one that just recently played last week.
No.
No, okay. Was that
we
a
had
Tuesday?
Bowling.
Well, we did have bowling. That's right. We're on the bowling team. First place, baby. And you got your average above me, I saw, huh? By a pin?
Sneaky, right?
Oh, man.
We were the same for like 6 or 8 weeks in a row, and then all of a sudden I just went, bloop.
Your back-to-back 180s really took me down. So, yeah, that's something that this Harbor Beach team is obviously going to need against the Sandusky team. We're going to talk about some of the games they did, kind of review some of the other games also. When we come back here on WBGV 92.5, it is Sandusky at Harbor Beach. When we come back here in High School Girls Basketball 92.5. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. And the last game that these teams played against each other, the Wolves had stormed out to a 25-11 halftime advantage and were too much in the second half. Curly Guza had 10 points in that game for the Pirates. First Sandusky, Morgan Taggy, scored a game-high 15 points. And she's been on a hot roll here since, I would say, 25% into the season.
Yeah, Morgan Taggy might be one of the best shooters in the entire area. And the guy to my right that just joined us witnessed that. What was that, two weeks ago Monday?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
She erupted for, I think, 15 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, she had 4 threes, if I remember right, in the third quarter and lit it up. Just was on fire.
So are you the younger brother, then, and Jonathan's the older brother? Yeah. You got 3 kids already? tell me about that game where Sandusky, they lost that game. What was it that Carroll had that maybe Harbor Beach could learn from that game?
Adeline Moore.
I don't think we have an Adeline Moore.
No, Harbor Beach does not have an Adeline Moore. Yeah. That was really the difference in the game. You got to give credit, though, to Gwen Geiger. I think she hit a 3 from the top of the key in the second half that really helped Carroll maintain that lead. So Harbor Beach doesn't have the firepower in Adeline Moore that Carroll does. But they're a little probably more solid 5, their first 5 is, than what Carroll's is. So that's really going to be the difference. The only issue is Sandusky's first 6 is really solid. Yeah. So Harbor Beach is really going to have their hands full tonight.
Last couple games, Mariah Yan had a game-high 11 points for Harbor Beach against Ubley. Savannah Rogenbuck had 9 points. Carly Guza also was 7 points for Harbor Beach. Against KPAC, Gossam Arayan, once again, 18 points. Haley Guitar with 8. Carly Guza, Savannah Rogenbuck also with 7 each. Some of those names we just really didn't pop up against the Marlette game here. Really, you know, you're going to need those scores here against Sandusky.
Yeah, you're going to have Mariah Yan, who's probably going to have about 4 or 5 inches on Brooke Jansen inside to really have a big night. And it's really going to be interesting to see if Haley Guitar draws a task of trying to slow down Morgan Taggy, as Guitar's probably one of Harbor Beach's better defenders. And the key for Harbor Beach, and we've seen that against Marlette, stay out of foul trouble. Because once they lose Guza and Yan, there's not much back there. You lose your top ball handler, you lose your leading scorer, and they really struggled to score there until Yan and Guza got back into the game.
What's Harbor Beach got to do to slow down this Sandusky team?
I think, like you said, talking about, first thing we've got to do is take Morgan Taggy out of the game. She
good
is,
luck with that.
She is going to be the firepower that Sandusky plays with, and if we can slow her down, that's where Harbor Beach is going to, you know, be able to stick in this game.
All right, we're going to come back for this game, and when we come back, we have some information you want to talk about or not?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get him over here.
Okay, we'll wait on that. Coming up, we'll have a tip-off here pretty soon. We've got 2 Bishers here?
No,
just
one. Oh, wait,
one, that's right. Okay, different last name here, okay. John, if Jonathan could explain his family tree, it would be very confusing.
It is very confusing.
Yes, very confusing, but okay. We'll have that coming up. Sandusky here at Harbor Beach, a makeup game from February 2nd. Very important Greater Thumb East League game. We'll be right back here on 92.5. And also streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to 92.5 WBGV. And a very cool picture with both teams coming together to take a picture. We'll explain what that's all about later. I do believe we're going to get ready here.
Halftime?
Halftime. We'll have a special guest come on. Of course, this was supposed to be a major fundraiser.
It still is.
Yes.
But we'll get more into that halftime as we get set for the national anthem here. There's a big storyline that I'm sure most of you in the state have heard about. But
you can look at the old post we had on February 2nd on the fundraising efforts for some kids of a family. The kids of a family lost her mother and father, and we'll explain that when we come and have a special guest here at halftime about that. So.
Good evening and welcome to the Sandusky Wolves.
We'll get ready for the national anthem.
This fundraiser is for the Weaver family. As you may have heard, Tara and Jerry Weaver, mother and father of Noah, Lucas, and Sophia Weaver, passed away unexpectedly in a tragic accident on January 27th. This fundraiser is to help support this family while they mourn the loss of their beloved parents. Your donations will help with costs of the funeral and to help ensure the kids have the comfort to stay in their home, along with help for food, gas, college, etc. This family is going to have a long road ahead of them, and this money will help ease their worries and focus on each other. Tara and Jerry Weaver were as true and honest as they come. They would lend a helping hand to anyone at any time. We ask you in return to do as they would and graciously make a donation to help this family. Anything helps. We sincerely thank you and ask to keep this family in your prayers. Let's please have a moment of silence for the Weaver family. Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner recalls our past and ongoing fight for freedom, freedom of diversity, and our responsibility to promote respect and equality for all. Let us be united in those efforts today as we join together in the singing of our national anthem.
right, and that announcement explained what this fundraiser is all about also, and we'll get a little more in-depth about it also when we come back here. Get ready for tip-off. Starters are going to be announced. When we come back, we'll get ready for basketball action here on 92.5 FM, WBGB. That's Jennifer Mishner. I'm Betty Fury. We'll be right back. Welcome back to 92.5. Going through the starters for Sandusky, number 10, Allie Jansen. Number 12, Helena Long. Number 14, Brooke Jansen. Number 22, Morgan Taggy. And number 30, Grace Gibord. And for the Humber Beach Pirates, number 2, Carly Guza. Number 3, Savannah Rogenbach. Number 14, Mariah Yan. Number 24, Haley Katar. And number 44, Aubrey Geiger. That was Brother Gettner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's figure it all out.
Eric,
here.
Yep.
How many brothers?
And seven.
Wow. And are you the baby?
Yep.
Aw.
He's the oldest. You're just missing everybody in between now.
He is?
One of the sisters is sitting over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Your sister, right?
One of my sisters,
okay.
Yep.
All right. How is mom and dad?
Oh, well, they're in Florida.
That's what I was going to say. I hope they're in Florida.
I talked to them today. That's all I know.
I'm okay, Mommy.
It was more of a vent session.
Oh, good for you. Sometimes it's good to vent.
Yeah. With everything going on now, it was needed, that's for sure.
Tip off here at Center Circle, number 14 for Harbor Beach is Mariah Yan. Loose back to picked up by Yan. She'll go up for a layup quickly, and it pops out. Put back attempt, good by number 44, Aubrey Geiger, to start off the points. This is how you want to start. 2-0, 7:48 to go.
Yeah, just a quick tip. Yan controls her own tip and gets it up on the glass, and that's where Harbor Beach is going to have the advantages inside.
Trying to pull stop. Allie Jansen from the top of the point. Long shot for three. Safe from going out of bounds by number 30. Great ski board, but Harbor Beach will pick it up, trying to for a fast break play, 2-on-1, but she'll hold up smartly, number 24. Haley Guitar swings over to Guza to the left wing. Number 3, Savannah Rogenbach, up top to number 14, Mariah Yan, at the point. Be a pick set. Pass off to number 2 on the left side. Carly Guza at the left wing, deep. Pick set by Geiger to the left corner will be number 24, Guitar, inside the right wing for two. Had a good look at it. Misses that shot, Mariah Yan, but Harbor Beach will keep the offensive rebound. They lead 2-0, 6:49 to go. Cross-court pass, a bad pass, turnover, and this is something they did against Marlette. You really got to control your self-inflicted turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers are the key. You just got to slow down the pace, be patient on offense. Sandusky's a good, solid defensive team, so you don't want to give them any extra possessions than you already can.
Great ski board at the right wing. Got the pass from Jansen. Jansen at the left elbow. Long shot for two. Left corner, no good. Rebound picked up by Sandusky. Put back a tip again. Great ski board, number 30, to the right side. That's the first point scored, and we have a tie.
Yeah, just Allie Jansen, the smallest girl on the court, getting the offensive rebound and a nice little bounce pass to Gayboard to lay it up and in to tie this game up.
Number 14, Mariah Yan over to Guza. Right corner, goes for three. Hits the back of the glass with a miss. Rebound, Grace Gayboard. The sophomore, by the way, fast break. Allie Jansen up for the layup for two, and it does not drop. Slapping it away was number 22 to save it for Sandusky Taggy. And Sandusky does. Gayboard will go for a long shot for two, left corner. And it gets the nice, favorable row from the back of the rim in for the first lead of the game. Sandusky, 4-2.
Yeah, just a little in-and-out game there. Gets it to Gibord. Gibord right back to, or gets it to Jansen, excuse me, Brooke Jansen right back to Gibord, and she makes the shot. Shooter's touch.
And it will be Guza trying to go in. Looks like she's trying to get a pass to Yan on the right side. Goes off the foot of Sandusky, and it'll be Harbor Beach ball underneath their own basket.
Yeah, Guza just driving baseline, had nowhere to go there, tried to force it into Yan, and got bailed out by a kick ball.
Rogenbach to Guza. Guza, short jumper for two inside. Just the left side of the left lane. And it'll be ball going out of bounds, last touch, but no, it's a foul.
And Mariah Yan can't be picking up those fouls on the other end of the court because that's how she gets into foul trouble. She likes to pick up those cheap fouls, and Coach Damlin's going to need Yan in the ballgame if they want to pull off this upset.
All right, Grace Gibord with it to Jansen to the top of the point. Pass off to the left side. She's been open there from the left corner, and she switches that one for two. That is number 12 with a two-point shot. Helena Long, Sandusky leads 6-2.
And all Allie Jansen did was dribble to the top of the key, surveyed the defense, went, oh, Helena's open, I'll just give it to her.
It's a good shot, yeah. Down the right lane, Yang goes up, forces a shot, and she will draw the foul and go to the line.
And that's just good. Mariah Yang taking action there, just going into the paint, trying to fight through the contact. She got it, the shot off when the contact came, and it's headed to the line for two now.
Foul will be on Grace Keyboard, her first for Sandusky. That's a missed free throw. Number 12 coming in, Regan Emming.
Reagan.
Thank you. Second free throw attempt. That one's good. One possession lead for Sandusky, 6-3, 4:46 to go here in the first period. Helena Long pitching into the high post, back to
a beautiful back cut, got it to go.
For two, 8-3, Long getting that shot.
And once again, just a little in and out game. She got it to Jansen at the high post, made a back cut, and Jansen delivered a beautiful pass to Long.
And that was Brooke Jansen. There's two of them out here.
Twins.
Mariah Yang over to Guza. Back to Yang at the right elbow. Pitches back to the right corner. Carly Guza will go around the perimeter.
One thing Harbor Beach is going to need is for Haley Guitar really to pick up her offense. She's just a sophomore, but you're three quarters of the way through the season. By that time, you're not really a sophomore on the team. She's going to have to really pick up her offense if she wants for this comeback to continue as Taggy gets out and just makes it a wide open layup.
Timeout come by Harbor Beach. We'll be right back. That makes it 10-3. 3:52 to go here in the first. And coming out of the timeout, inbounds pass for Harbor Beach far side, and taking a three-point shot in the right corner was Jan for three, 10-6.
Yeah, all Haley Guitar did the same thing that Allie Jansen did the one time. Threw it over to Jan. Jan said, why not? And it went in.
And looking for a three herself, number 22. She switches and responds. Number 22, Morgan Taggy.
Well, you can't leave Morgan Taggy open. She's just too good of a shooter.
3:10 to go here. 13-6, 7-point lead here for Sandusky against Harbor Beach. Rogenbuck a pass off to number 24. Haley Guitar, she'll go around. Kind of loses the ball, but thankfully Guza was right there, and Guitar would take it right back.
Yeah, Guitar just a sophomore, not overly strong with the ball. She's trying to find her role here still, I think. She knows his role is on defense. She's a good defender. Just offensively, she struggled to find her shot.
She is aggressive. Just a little skittish, I think, maybe.
Still nervous. Big game for her.
Number three with the inbounds pass. Savannah Rogenbuck. That ball was knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. They get the inbounds pass. Jan with it at the top.
She thought about another three. Brooke Jansen daring her into it.
Why not take the shot? But you got to be ready for the putback down on the board. So I hope Harbor Beach knows that. Long shot for three. She'll take it. And she switches it. Just chucks it up to number three, Savannah Rogenbuck.
Yeah, Savannah Rogenbuck just came off of Jan's screen there. One dribble, pulled it, popped it, filled it up.
And Sandusky double teams on the left wing on Taggy. That might be a smart move, but Taggy gets open. She'll drive a bounce pass to Helena Long. And in the middle of the paint, open for the drop in for two, number 14. That is Brooke Jansen.
What a beautiful pass by Long from the short corner. Just found Jansen diving right to the basket. And Jansen with a little floater finds the bottom of the net.
And I think Sandusky has everybody shot a point yet?
Allie has not scored yet.
Okay. She's the point guard, so.
She's got a couple assists, though. Oh, good cut there.
That was intended for number 12, Reagan Emming. Almost had a shot, but tried to throw a pass back to the left corner. It'll go out of bounds. Two fouls right now, and the Pirates just won for Sandusky. It's 15-9, 1.5 to go.
Carly Guza just picked up her first there. As Kaylee Gearing checks in for Reagan Emming.
Jansen to Brooke Jansen with a hook shot from the right low block. No good, but safe for the rebound is Helena Long for Sandusky. Jansen again, Allie throws it over to Helena Long. That's her sweet spot left corner for another two, 17-9. 1:10 to go here in the first. Guza will come down with it. Pass off to Qatar. Haley Guitar, number 24 for Harbor Beach. The sophomores, Jonathan noted. Left corner for three. a good look at it. She misses that one. Rebound picked up by Qatar. Tried to get over to Jan. Not a great pass. And after that, missed shot for three by Carly Guza. And it'll be Sandusky ball. Down to 38 seconds here. Okay, Skiboard over to Allie Jansen to the right wing. Back to Gieboard. She's the sophomore.
Interesting. Coach DeMott has not made a sub yet in this first quarter. We know Coach Tamlin only likes to go about six or seven deep. He's gone seven already. DeMott stayed with his starters all the way through and holding for the last shot here.
Playing a little bit of keep away, passing it back and forth for Sandusky. Down to 14 seconds here. They lead 17-9. Now they'll get ready for the shot with under 10 seconds to go here. Taking a shot for two. It is slipped away, but a foul.
I thought that was all ball, and if that's on Jan, that's two on her. Nope, it's going to go on number three. That's Savannah Rogenbach, her first.
That was for a shooting foul. Apparently, Brooke Jansen will go to the line.
And that'll send, like you said, Jansen to the line, shooting two, looking to make this a double-digit game.
First free throw is a miss. Three fouls in Harbor Beach. One on Sandusky so far. Second free throw is no good either. There'll be a jump ball. An aggressive move there by number 10 in the game, Kaylee Gearing. Sandusky ball, jump ball in favor of a 2.7 seconds to go on the inbounds pass.
Good hands there by Carly Guza as Taggy tried to find Jansen cut in the middle and just deflected right about out of bounds. Now 1.5 seconds on the clock.
Inbounds pass. In, and Allie Jansen open for two. Had a good look at it inside. And does not drop. It's 17-9, Sandusky leading. Harbor Beach, however, at the end of the first, we'll be right back. Harbor Beach opens up a possession, and the ball will go out of bounds after a pass attempted to Mariah Jan to the right side of the glass. Goes out of bounds, was not expected, just not a great pass.
Carly Guza just needs to take a little 10-foot jump shot instead of trying to force it into Jan. Hey, but there she comes away with the steal.
Against Sandusky, and she'll be racing her way down to the strong side, passing it over to Qatar. Qatar had a chance for it, but she'll dish it off to the left corner smartly to number
three, Savannah Rogenbach.
First point scored in the second period is by Herbert Beach, 17-11 now. Sandusky leading. Sandusky ball over to the right corner to Allie Jansen. She is triple team, bounces it out to Brooke Jansen. Cross court pass to Grace Skiboard to Taggy. Back to Jansen. Still the starters are on the floor here. And almost taken away by Qatar. Goes out of bounds. She last touches it, but almost tries to bring it back in. But
yeah, rule number one, Haley Qatar, don't save the ball underneath the opponent's basket. It usually never ends well. Lucky for you, you weren't able to save it. So Sandusky just gets the ball to inbound.
Inbounds from the left sideline for Sandusky on their side of the court to Gary Skiboard, to Allie Jansen, to Brooke Jansen, to Helena Long. Right corner this time. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Mariah Jan for Harbor Beach. And double team here with the full court pressure of Sandusky, but Guza will race her way out of there.
Carly Guza is quick, that is for sure. And she gets it into Aubrey Geiger, and I don't know how this sequence was just strange there as Taggy comes away with the steal there. And another turnover for Carly Guza as she just, her passes, she's forcing them.
A little confusion there. Just a long shot for two inside the right wing by Taggy. No good. Rebound, Mariah Jan. She was getting banged there on the boards there by Sandusky, even on both sides of the court here. Qatar aggressively goes for the two, and she gets it around Long. Haley Qatar, number 24. It's 17-13.
Her first 2 points of the game for the sophomore.
Great Skiboard up top to Taggy. Taggy back to Allie Jansen. She'll go from the left low block and does not roll in. Last touched by Sandusky.
Who took that last shot?
That was
Allie, right?
Yep. Allie Jansen, number 10. Coming down with a dribble. Carly Guza to Haley Qatar. Qatar back to Guza, right corner. Pick set there by Jan, but Jansen stays with her, and it slips away out of her dribble. Trying to reach in with the steal again as Harbor Beach, but Sandusky still have it. Here comes Allie Jansen. Pass over to left side.
Pass.
Great Skiboard for two from Allie Jansen.
Allie Jansen just racking up the assists in this one. That's her sixth assist already.
5:23 to go here. It's 19-13, 6-point lead.
She might not score a lot, folks, but when she touches the ball, Sandusky tends to score, and that's all that matters.
Mariah Jan tries to get to Roland for three from the top of the point. No good, but saved by Carly Guza after the miss. Offensively, she'll go for three. Hits the back and rim. Had a chance. Rebound. Brooke Jansen. Fast break play. Here comes Allie Jansen. She'll go for two. No good. Put back by Brooke Jansen. She'll draw the foul.
Foul's going to go on 44, Aubrey Geiger, her first, team's fourth. As we both teams have substitutions waiting at the scorer's table. As Brooke Jansen made that free throw. In comes number 10, Kaylee Gearing for Mariah Jan. And in for Helena Long would be number 34, Adelie Kaufman.
First free throw was good. Second free throw, no good, but Sandusky gets the rebound after the missed free throw. Taggy over to Brooke Jansen, who got her own rebound after missing a free throw. Grace Goodboard passed over to the right corner. Number 34, who comes in and shoots a two for Sandusky. That's Adelie Kaufman.
Enter the game, insert a bucket.
Have you done that?
Probably not.
I usually, when I came in, I fouled.
That was your job, though, Eddie,
yes,
wasn't
it? Yes, it was. It was a good fouler. 22 to 13.
You got five of them. Might as well use them, right?
You usually used all five, too. 4:20 to go here, and out of reach for Carly Guza. It'll go out of bounds. And we've seen probably about 10-plus turnovers already here.
Yeah, Aubrey Geiger is going to take a seat now for Mariah Jan as she checks back in. And that's just Sandusky's aggressiveness on defense. Geiger got the ball inside. She had position. But the double team came. She just wasn't quite strong enough with it and couldn't make a good exit pass. And as it sailed out of bounds.
Taggy double team. So swing it over to Allie Jansen. To the left side. Grace Keyboard for three. Cross court pass. And she sinks it from the left corner.
Wow, what a pass by Allie Jansen. It dropped it right in a bucket into Keyboard's hand. Right in the shooting pocket. And Keyboard let it fly and buried it.
A nice little quarterback dump there.
So we call putting it in a trash can. Yes. Or dropping it in a bucket.
Something that we saw both teams do last night in the Super Bowl. We have a whistle called.
Offensive foul on Savannah Rogenbuck for the illegal screen. Her second, team's fifth.
25-13, 12-point lead, 3:45 to go here in the first half. Sandusky leading Harbor Beach. Coming down with it, Allie Jansen. Pass over to Grace Keyboard. Keyboard tried to get it over to Brooke Jansen on her right low block, but stealing it away was Mariah Jan. She's got the height. She's the tallest player on this team, I do believe, for both teams.
Yeah, tough to throw passes over Mariah Jan.
Good wingspan on her arms there to grab that one. Haley Guitar. Pass over to Jan. Jan got between two defenders and lays up for two.
And that's the nice thing about Mariah Jan is when you're in trouble, just throw it up high. She'll go get it. And Coach Tamont's going to burn a 30-second timeout.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Come out of the timeout. Sandusky calls the timeout. 25-15, 10-point lead here for Sandusky against Harbor Beach here at Harbor Beach High School. Makeup game. Bounce pass. Left low block. Brooke Jansen. Over to Allie Jansen to the high post. Pitches over to Grace Keyboard. Right corner for two. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Carly Guza. A show race away. Bounce pass to Haley Guitar looked like, but Jansen was right there to try to take the ball and steal away, and it looks like it'll be a foul in Harbor Beach underneath their own basket.
Yeah, Jansen did get the steal as Carly Guza once again tried forcing a pass that wasn't there. That pass had to be thrown a heck of a lot earlier by Guza. She's not finding the right time to throw the passes. She's forcing them. Either waiting too long or throwing them too early.
Sandusky possession. Taggy with it. Swings it over to the right corner. Allie Jansen for a long shot for two. I think he was nipped or tipped away from Jan. It'll be Harbor Beach ball. Loose ball picked up by Haley Guitar on their side of the court. Guza has it now to the right corner. She'll go two along the baseline. It looks like we have a foul on Sandusky. This would be just a second foul. With six fouls for Harbor Beach, now the second for Sandusky, and I think it's Allie Jansen. They will give it to her. Inbounds pass, baseline inside. Intended for number 44, Aubrey Geiger from Guitar. Sandusky takes the steal, and they'll call the timeout. We'll be right back. After the Sandusky timeout, they have possession. Their side of the court, Brooke Jansen to Helena Long to the high post to Allie Jansen. Pitches it out to number 34. She made two. She can't make that one. Rebound, Mariah Yan for Harbor Beach. She is triple teaming, gets it over to Carly Guza after the miss by number 34, Adelie Kaufman. Guza with it for Harbor Beach. 25-15, 1:34 to go here in the first half. Second period.
Oh, Mariah Yan's got a post up there. She had inside position. And Carly Guza with yet another turnover.
1:27 to go, 25-15, Sandusky ball. Allie Jansen will finally get a breather.
Morgan Taggy checks back in for Allie.
She'll be at the point. Over to Grace Guboard at the right wing. Helena Long back to Guboard.
Guboard just a sophomore also.
And it'll be Helena Long with it. Up top to Taggy.
Oh, dangerous pass there. Oh, Taggy somehow come away with it.
She got surrounded by a triple team there and pulled back to Helena Long. Gets open for a three. Hits the rim, no good. Put back right there is Brooke Jansen after that miss by Helena Long. Brooke Jansen with a two. It's 27-15 down to 48 seconds here in the first half.
Now, Harbor Beach getting in dangerous waters here. Savannah Rogenbuck settles the crowd for a moment. She makes a little 15-footer.
Coming down to 35 seconds to go now.
Harbor Beach got to get this under 10 here if they can before the half. You don't want to be down by double digits going into the half against this good Sandusky team. DeMont great at making halftime adjustments.
27-17, down to 20 seconds left here in the first half.
You know Sandusky's going to hold for the last shot. You got to pressure him and get a stop here.
Helena Long over to Taggy at the left wing. She'll
can't
go to the
give
top.
Up a layup. Got to get the ball out of Morgan Taggy's hands.
To Guboard at the right wing. To Taggy, down to 7 seconds. 5 seconds. High post, paint, over to Helena Long. Down to 2 seconds.
Oh, good block there by Jan.
It's like Jonathan's coaching a team from up here. 27-17. But by the way, you're the eighth grade coach for Hubley, aren't you? So, yeah, good luck. You got a game this week?
Wednesday. Against Sandusky.
Oh, look at that. 27-17, 10-point lead. It's Sandusky girls, the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team leading their Harbor Beach Pirates girls basketball team, 27-17. It's halftime. We'll be right back. Halftime stat report, and we'll have a special guest, I think. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. It is Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team leading by 10, 27-17. Jonathan Bishop with me. We have a special guest.
Yeah, special guest, Tony Kabasik, my brother-in-law, originally from Escanaba.
Really?
And the event tonight that we heard during the pregame for the Escanaba family, the Weaver family from Escanaba. Tony, you actually knew them pretty well. Give us a little story about them.
I could give a lot of stories. So I had the privilege to work with Jerry for my first 3 years when I took a job with the state of Michigan. Jerry was actually my supervisor, and I give a lot of credit to him in a lot of doors that got opened just by his mentoring, learning what it is to be a good coworker, good supervisor, and just a good human being. I could give endless examples. One impression as far as why they're tragedy has made it so far downstate. It's made it here. It's made it all the way to Detroit, parts of northern Wisconsin. Is when I worked with Jerry, in specific, he loved working with kids. He loved working with kids and trying to make a difference. So we worked at a state-ran facility, okay, with troubled kids. And one particular night, there was a group of 10 girls that, to put it bluntly, wanted to fight each other. And so Jerry comes in, and within minutes he had all those girls in tears, apologizing, wanting to make what they did wrong right. And he didn't do anything. He didn't, use demands or threats. He just used compassion. And he's kind of one of those few people that has that. And he's just a great human being, and he was someone that you measured yourself to as far as what you were doing with your time in this world.
And you talk, is this, he's still here. It does. Yeah, I mean, it's, it does hurt. Still hurts.
Yeah,
obviously,
it's a tough reality. It's the tragedy of it is pretty. It's pretty hard to hard to deal with. Sure.
And the reason why I think that hits so close to home is also Coach Tamlin for Harbor Beach. He's from the UP originally.
Okay.
From St. Ignace, which I do believe is where the family was traveling to when tragedy struck.
Yeah.
So we have Escanaba, St. Ignace is tied down here in Harbor Beach, and it's just nice to see the whole state come together for such a tragedy, a freak accident that you could never plan for, and you just hope for the best for those kids, and it's nice to see all these local communities taking action here.
Yeah, if you want to see the story on this, there's the old Facebook post from the Harbor Beach Community Schools Facebook page and our old Sand Lake Broadcasting post, because originally this game was supposed to be on February 2nd, but the weather, but you continue with the fundraising efforts. What have they been doing here at the school for the fundraising efforts? Do you know?
From what I know, they've been doing donations. I believe that the T-shirts were, any proceeds, I believe, were donated. And I mean, that's just statewide,
right?
It's just outstanding. But yeah, I know they've been doing fundraisers.
I know there's a GoFundMe account probably set up for that also, I believe.
And you know, those kids, you know, you can't help but feel for them, but so just listening to them talk, I know that their middle child Lucas, he's in his, I believe it's his junior season of basketball, and his first game back, he blocked a shot, then took it down the court for a fast break to win the game. And he is just stoic in his thanks and appreciation.
It's always funny how things work out like that. You know, a kid misses a couple games, tragedy strikes, and what does he do? He becomes a hero, and it's just, it ties the whole story together.
Yeah.
Probably thinking, obviously, mom and dad, and just in that zone, you know, the obviously the Wings carried him up there to do that. You would say Angels were right there with him.
They called that one the W to heaven for mom and dad, so it was pretty special.
So for information on this, you can go back to the old posting on this back in February 2nd that we had also, and you can continue to donate through the GoFundMe if you like and read about the story on this. It was actually mom and dad Weaver were on the way to the game, right?
Yeah, they were, and the road conditions were
less than ideal.
Less than ideal, and it was a super, super unfortunate, the outcome of it.
Were you able to go back there at all?
That was not an option. I was going to be there to pay my respects and be there to support the three kids.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for the interview and the connection to explain what this fundraiser was all about. Also, it was really cool to see both teams come together for a picture for all that, too, also here on the floor.
My wife was kind enough to run across the other side of the gym to get pictures. So Lucas, Noah, and Sophia will be sure to be able to see that in the thumb that people are thinking of them.
Great. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep.
All right. And when we come back, we'll get ready for our second half. It is 27-17. Jonathan Bishop, when we come back, also, we'll give you the numbers, what we have at the half. We'll be right back. Sandusky leading Harbor Beach, 27-17. All right, welcome back here on 92.5 FM. Your halftime scoring leaders are...
Four, Harbor Beach, Anna, seven, Ryan Young with six, Haley Guitar with two, Aubrey Geiger with two, four, Sandusky, Grace Keeper with nine, Ellen Long with six, Brooke Jansen, Morgan Tatney, both with five, and Adelie Kaufman with two for Sandusky.
All right, and Sandusky has held his lead since the 5:44 mark since the first period.
Nine turnovers for Harvard Beach, just two assists on their basket so far. Sandusky, 11 assists off 27 points, just two turnovers. So turnovers are key there for both Harvard Beach and Sandusky. The difference really in this game is Sandusky's taking possessions away from Harvard Beach.
I would say on half of those turnovers also, Sandusky has scored on half of those turnovers also. 27-17 from the left to right radio dial on your stream. Sandusky is on the floor here. You want a double dribble, don't you, Jonathan? Okay. 7:35 to go here as we start off the third.
I'm not wearing the striped shirt, so I try to keep my mouth shut when I'm fanning the stands.
Are you licensed to, though?
I have not renewed it. Since
okay.
I was.
Oh, you're busy. You're busy
since
again.
I took over coaching.
Nice steal by Haley Guitar as that pass was going to the right low block, looking for Taggy from Jansen. Loose ball again. And it was nicked away by Grace Keyboard, so it'll be no over and back.
Guitar nearly gave that one right back, but luckily Savannah Rogenbuck was there to track it down.
I already like her developments. You know, it's going to get there. Sophomore just forces his way to the right, little walk for two to get the first points in the third.
That's what they're going to do. He's tall. You got awful diagonal
size.
Yeah, so you got size and both sides inside with both of them. Just force the ball inside, but what a beautiful move by Taggy. She just couldn't finish.
And the rebound brought down by number 44, Aubrey Geiger. As Yama's right there also. She'll throw it over to Haley Guitar. 6:38 to go here. It's 27-19 after that missed shot by Taggy. Loose ball. Who will have it? Taggy will pick it up. She'll go right to the basket. You know she will, and she'll lay it up 4-2. First point scored for Sandusky, 29-19, back to a 10-point lead.
Yeah, that's just Morgan Taggy wanting the ball more than Harbor Beach. She was able to outrun him. Harbor Beach, you got to dive on the floor there. You got to get every possession you can turn by 10 here in the third quarter.
Haley Guitar. At the top, actually the right side. She'll get it back. I guess she's playing the point position right now.
Yeah, taking the ball out of Carly Guza's hands. She struggled in the first half. Guza did with the turnover. She had 5 of their 9. Really was forcing a lot of passes that weren't there. Maybe trying to get her in a more scoring role with the ball off this.
That was a good pass from Haley Guitar.
Yeah, fouls in the room. Cook Jensen, her first, and that'll send Geiger to the line, shooting two.
We'll be right back. Free throws are a miss by Aubrey Geiger. Rebound Sandusky. They have possession, 5:38 to go, 29-19. Sandusky possession, Gieboard with it at the left wing up top to Taggy. Over to Allie Jansen. Loose ball, who wants it more? And Taggy will take it away after nicked away. Allie Jansen to Brooke, over to Gieboard at the left wing. Harbor Beach really trying to keep Sandusky out of that paint and near the basket, make him go long. And if they do, this is what's going to happen. Gieboard gets it for two. Left corner, far shot for two, 31-19. Harbor Beach ball, Guitar over number 3, Savannah Rogenbuck. Left side to Geiger. Geiger will go around to the top. Pass over to Guitar, right wing. She'll move her way in. She's being defended by Grace Gieboard, it looks like.
Sophomore matchup here.
Loose ball, actually a bounce pass over to Guza. Guza will attack, go to the paint, loses the ball, but Geiger right there to save her for the two.
Yeah, give the assist to Carly Guza there. I see it wasn't a pass. That ball was stripped out of the hands of Aubrey Geiger. Was in the right place at the right time.
Well, it's like calling a defensive holding. Or a grab.
It wasn't a bad call, but it wasn't a good call.
Talking football.
It was a very ticky-tack. Oh, what a cut by Jansen.
Jansen to Jansen.
Jansen to Jansen. Allie's yet to score in this game, folks, for Sandusky, but she's got 8 assists.
That was to her sis there for 2, 33-21.
So which one's older, Brooke or Allie?
Good. I'll ask.
Curious.
By how many minutes? Hour, maybe.
I don't think it'd be by an hour. Mom probably doesn't hear it, but she probably says it's
all right. Haley Guitar over to Guza. Guza was looking at the three. She's got to try it.
Oh, what a pass to Geiger.
Geiger just having a 6 points already in this second half, I believe. 3:21.
What do? They get the ball inside. Carly Guza doesn't force that one. She waits for Aubrey to roll. She throws it up high, rolling. She can go get it. Takes one dribble and lays it up with the left hand.
33-23. Still a 10-point lead here for Sandusky. Largest lead was cut by two after that Geiger shot. Sandusky ball.
Guza defense really hard to pick up. You can't leave Gieboard or Tag here long open. They're the three best shooters on this team. You're going to have to stay in the pocket the rest of the game.
Chance was going down the left lane and stolen away by Guza. Guza's going for a fast break. She's double teamed. She'll throw it up and draws the foul. 2:46 to go here. It's 33-23.
Heads up play by Carly Guza, realizing she's probably not going to have the right angle to the basket. What does she do? She jump stops, throws herself right into Helena Long, draw the contact, and just flips the ball up. Doesn't get it to go, but she goes to the line to shoot two.
First free throw up, and that one's good.
Charity strike. And that's one way you can find your shot. Get to the free throw line, see the ball go through the basket, and the next thing you know, you're going to knock down a couple open shots here and there. Your team's right back in.
Another swisher there for two. Back-to-back free throws for Guza. 246-33-25.
They got it down to 8 here. This is huge now. You're on a beach, you're going to stop here. Keep it single digits the rest of the way in the third.
Pick set there by Brooke Jansen. She'll get it right back and throws over to short corner for two for Helena Long.
She found Jansen on the roll. The help defense rotated over to stop Jansen's roll. She found where the help defense left, and the help never helped the help and left Helena Long wide open from about 16 feet.
35-25, 10-point lead, 2:10 to go here. Guza with it. She'll attack the basket. Will hold up, bounce past to Geiger. But defensively, she'll go right back in there with the...
Geiger just doing work inside. Geiger. She is just a force inside to be reckoned with. Oh, what a beautiful pass by Allie.
She'll get another two there. 1:50 to go, 37-27.
Anytime Harbor Beach has a little run offense, what does Sandusky do? They just respond. Keep this game at arm's length.
Guza with it at the right wing. Pick set there by number three, Savannah Rogenbach.
Give Harbor Beach credit, though. They're not going away.
Long shot for two. Had a chance, but keeping it for the offensive rebound. Guza over to Jan for two on the right side of the glass. 37-29. Timeout call. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Timeout was called. It is 37-29, and the reason why you couldn't hear Jonathan, we had the wrong headset turned on.
You didn't have to. Yeah, we just had the wrong one turned on. We'll just go that way.
Yeah. Wasn't your fault. Wasn't my fault. Wasn't anybody's fault. We had a special guest up here, so yeah.
The cords got tangled.
All right. 1:20 to go here in the third. 37-29. Sandusky leading. And it'll be Grace Keyboard at the high post over to Taggy at the right wing. She'll go to the high post, go to the paint, free throw line, bounce pass to Allie Jansen. She'll take a shot, long shot for two, hits the rim, rebound, Yawn will have a jump. No, she'll get it away to Guza. Guza will race her way down. She'll go down the left lane. She's going to take a shot or not, and almost loses the ball, but saved. Over to Geiger. Guitar wide open is number 12, and she'll draw the foul. She's in the game, number 12. That will be Reagan Emming.
And that's on Brooke Jansen, her second. And Harbor Beach doing what they got to do, just getting into the paint, getting to the free throw line. Now they just got to make their free throws. Carly Guza made hers. We'll see what Reagan Emming can do.
And she does, 37-30. Free throw, Emming.
And any points Reagan Emming gives you is a bonus.
50.6 seconds to go here in the third. Second free throw. That one does not roll. Rebound brought down by Brooke Jansen of Sandusky. One out of two ain't bad, though. You can keep it close. 37-33 possession lead.
Oh,
Brooke
what a
Jansen.
Pass. Threaded the needle.
Keyboard for a long shot for two. Rebound pulled down by Emming. Defensively, Guza with it. She'll be double-teamed, but no, she'll start racing her way down.
Reagan Emming giving you everything she's got on the court right now.
I'll have 25 seconds here for maybe a last second shot to see to get a good one here.
Oh, man, if you could get this down to five or four here to start the fourth quarter, Sandusky might be in danger. No issues. Aubrey Geiger picked up her dribble.
And you want to have Geiger and Jan down on the glass.
Well,
not up top.
You got 10 seconds. You got some time. Now Geiger goes down low. This is where you got to get her the ball. Give her some time to work. Instead, they go into Jan, and what do? Carly Guza throws it away.
But Sandusky turn it over, and she steps on the line. Actually, with 0.1 second go, but they'll let that time go. 37-30. Shot was thrown up desperately by Helena Long. And that's where we're in the third, 37-30. Sandusky leading by seven. We'll be right back.
Halftime interview.
Welcome back. 37-30. Our final frame here. It is Sandusky leading, and Harbor Beach will open up a possession.
Yeah, Harbor Beach got a score here as Savannah Rogenbach has checked back in for Reagan Emming. Got a score here. Get this down to five here to start the fourth quarter would be huge.
Take advantage of this possession right now. Directing track is Guza. Back over to Aubrey Geiger. Geiger back to Guza. She's just stuck on the left side, the left wing of the perimeter.
Got to move the ball side to side. There you go.
And Rogenbach with it, number three. Pass over to Guza again.
Looking to Jan.
To Geiger. Guza's just all over the floor right now. She'll go to the left side. She'll go for three. Deep NBA range. No good against the glass. Rebound picked up by Grace Keyboard up Sandusky.
Yeah, that one I think she just felt like she had to throw up a shot. You know, you took about 40 seconds off the clock there. If you're Harbor Beach, just keep working it. Because if you got the ball, Sandusky can't score. And you've been struggling to stop Sandusky all night.
It'll be Taggy with it at the left wing, asking for a pick by Brooke Jansen. She'll get it. She'll go down the right lane. Bounce pass over to Helena Long, right corner for two. No good. Geiger right there. She grabbed the rebound, and I think she might have been fouled, but not called there.
That was a heads-up play by Geiger, though. She got bumped, was going to the ground, and just threw it right at Mariah Yan, said, take this for me, please.
And Haley Guitar with it now. And we'll have a timeout. We'll be right back. 37-30, 6:38 to go here. Sandusky leads by 7. Inbounds pass for Harbor Beach. Guitar with it over to Yan at the right wing. 6.5 to go in the game. 37-30. She'll attack to the right, low block. Throws it up for two. Does it drop? And it does. Mariah Yan for two. It's 37-35. First point scored here.
Yeah, Mariah Yan just using her size inside. Spin, throws it up on the glass as Allie Jansen just turned it over.
37-32, and Harbor Beach will have it. Rogelbach with it. Looks for Qatar at the left corner. She'll go to the paint. She'll attack. Finds a shot, but no, not drop.
Who's there?
Geiger.
Aubrey Geiger. No. Haley Yan with the rebound. No. Yan with another rebound. Has it blocked by Brooke from behind. And we got a foul.
Frustration there by Yan, maybe? But Wilson was called, and they had three putback chances. Guitar, Geiger, Yan, couldn't drop. Hit the rim, does not drop. 5:49, 37-32, five-point lead here for Sandusky. Harbor Beach showing some fight here in the fourth.
And that's three on Mariah Yan, but with 5:41 to go in the ball game, you got to leave her in there.
Sandusky ball, right side, right wing. Brooke Jansen hands it off to Long, to the right corner to Grace Keyboard. Top of the point, Taggy for three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, can they grab it? No, it's Allie Jansen right there.
Oh, she kicks it out. Here comes Long for three.
Does not drop. Geiger gets the rebound. It'll be a jump ball, though. No, there'll be a foul. And I think Jansen got away with a slide of a travel foot, and she's not happy with that call. And the foul is on number 14, Brooke Jansen. For third foul. Four fouls for Sandusky. Just one for Harbor Beach. Guza comes down with it. Haley Guitar with it now. Up top to Mariah Yan to the right corner. To Guza. Guza gets a pick. She'll go to the high post.
Got to get it into Yan when she's got Allie Jansen guarding her, but they're able to switch back with Long there. A little more size on Yan.
Or Geiger right there in the left low block. Brooke Jansen on defense.
I'll tell you this much. Brooke Jansen works inside on defense against the much bigger Aubrey Geiger. A beautiful move by Yan, but just can't finish.
You know, Geiger's got to go in and kind of help a little bit. She was double-teamed. Yan on the shot for two on the glass, and it was no good. Rebound picked up by Sandusky.
Yeah, that Mariah should have dumped it off there to Aubrey. Instead, she just threw up something wild.
Hoping to draw a foul, possibly. Taggy will find her way into the paint. Throws it up for two. Slices and dices, 39-32. Yeah. 7-point lead, 4:16 to go.
Morgan Taggy not lighting it up necessarily on the scoreboard, but she's getting the big buckets now. Come crunch time, that is.
Mariah Yan here at the top of the point. Dumps it off to Guza.
You're not out of it, Harbor Beach, but with about 3 minutes to go, you need to keep this at about a 5-point game. You can't allow Harbor Beach to get this back to double digits.
She'll go down the baseline, left side. Knocked out of bounds by Allie Jansen. Still, Harbor Beach ball underneath her own basket. Left side of the glass. Haley Guitarra throw it in. The sophomore, number 24. And the Yan back to Rogenbuck.
They're not going to let Savannah Rogenbuck get her shot off. She's probably the best three-point shooter on this Harbor Beach team.
Almost loses it. And up top to Guitar. Guitarra move her way to the right side. Cross-court pass to Rogenbuck. She'll take the three. Hits the back of the rim. Put back a tip by Harbor Beach. No good by Yan. Rebound, Helena Long. Loose ball picked up by Abby Geiger from behind. Rogelbach with the steal.
Carly Guza for three.
That's from the right wing and no good. And rebound will be Grace Keyboard for Sandusky. 3:10 to go here. 39-32.
Oh, what a pass. Oh, but if you're Mariah Yan, that's not a bad foul. Yes, it is your fourth. You're going to have to play smart from here on out. But you did not allow Brooke Jansen to get the easy layup.
That's a shooting foul. So it'll be the second foul for the Pirates. 39-32, 7-point lead here for Sandusky, trying to extend it. Misses that one.
Well short on that, and you could see it. When she started leaning over that line, she knew she was short. She was trying to get a little extra oomph on it.
3:09 to go. She'll go for her second free throw, and that one rolls in favorably. 40-32, timeout called. A long one here by El Damont of Sandusky. We'll be right back. 40-32, Sandusky leading, 3:09 to go. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. High school girls basketball on a Monday night, the makeup game between Harbor Beach and Sandusky. 40-32, 8-point lead for Sandusky. They call the timeout, and it will be Harbor Beach ball, I believe, to take it in.
Yeah, it's going to be Harbor Beach ball. A little confusion there. Officials knew what was going on. Yeah. Players didn't, though. If you're Harbor Beach here, anything, you got to get a bucket here. 3:07 on the clock. You're down 8. You got to be down 6 or left. You'd really like it at that 5 mark. You're not a great shooting team from the outside, so you'll take a layup. You got to keep going inside to Jan and Geiger as Rogenbuck pulled up from the right elbow. No good, but they got an offensive rebound.
And stolen way out of the hands off Goose. It was Brooke Jansen just to rip it out. A little undecisive, and right there waiting for it for 2. Right side of the low block. Grace Keyboard, 42-32, 10-point lead for Sandusky, just like that.
Brooke Jansen, not known for her point guard skills, but it was on showcase there. She got the steal, brought it up to court, found Keyboard right underneath the basket.
Haley Guitar with the dribble at the top of the point. Coming down to the 2:28 to go. Rogelbach lays it up for 2. Short left corner, no good. Rebound, Brooke Jansen again with the rebound.
Here she comes, running the fast break. This time she slows it down and hands it off to Long.
Coming down to 2:15 in the game, 42-32, 10-point comfortable lead right now for Sandusky, and having control of this game with coming down to 2 minutes.
Yeah, as you can see, Sandusky getting much more patient on offense now as Harbor Beach comes with the trap. And Carly Guza comes away with the steal, and we got a foul.
On Guza or Sandusky?
I don't know who's going to be on. It's going to be on Carly Guza of Harbor Beach.
A little delay.
I thought it should have been a jump ball or anything. They're going to say she got her with the body because it was Long that hit the floor there.
All right, it inbounds pass. I think she maybe just tripped over.
Oh, what a beautiful cut.
But Gieber cannot knock the shot down on the right side after the inbounds pass by Sandusky. Rebound, Harbor Beach. 1:48 to go. Guza with the ball at the free throw line.
Got a score here. Geiger. As Geiger hits the floor, no foul called.
1:43 to go, 42-32.
Aubrey Geiger, 10 points, 8 rebounds in this one already.
It will be Harbor Beach ball.
And that's 5 on Mariah Jan. They're going to call her for a push-off. And we'll see who they're going to bring in now for Harbor Beach's Jan. The junior is going to have to take a seat. That's one big thing about Jan is she tends to get in foul trouble.
So number 10 will come in, as you said. Kaylee Gearing.
Another junior for Harbor Beach.
1:39 to go, 42-32. Reach in foul.
You know, and this is okay by Harbor Beach with all these fouls. You have fouls to give because you're going to need to get in the foul game if you think you can get back into it. The only thing is Sandusky, a really good free throw shooting team.
Inbounds pass for Sandusky again from the right sideline after that foul. That's 5 for Harbor Beach. Katara getting her first foul there. Allie Jansen with it. 1:23 to go. Pitch it over to the left side to Keyboard, over to Taggy. Feeling they have control of the game, just going to pass it around and maybe look for a shot, or maybe not.
You're not doing anything to get a wide open layup here. And Harbor Beach got the jump ball they wanted. The only thing was the possession arrow favors Sandusky, so Sandusky's just going to be able to milk the clock here even more.
42-32, 1:12 to go here in the game. And at 1 point, it was 37-32. Within 5, Harbor Beach got about 6:13 to go earlier in this frame. Bounce pass to Brooke Jansen with about a minute left. Hand off to Taggett at the top of the point. Maybe not looking really to take a shot here. Helena Long with it.
No, Sandusky's going to just keep holding on to the ball until they get a wide open layup. No sense of giving Harbor Beach a chance to score here with the lead. You're up 10, just be patient. And look what happens though. Defense breaks down and Brooke Jansen scores.
11-point lead, Sandusky, or 12-point lead, 44-32.
Just a beautiful back cut there by Jansen, and Keyboard was able to find her as the ball hits the floor. Here comes Guitar, Gearing.
Swishes that for 2.
Her first points of the night.
44-34, but too little too late right now with 20 seconds to go here in the game and counting.
Yeah, it's going to be a double-digit win for Sandusky, and they're going to control their own destiny come that matchup against Marlette on Thursday.
That you will see on Thursday on Thumb Chugger Sports on Channel 1 at thumbchugger.com.
That is the plan.
And that will end it 44-34. Your post-game report coming up. Sandusky wins this one over Herb Beach. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here. 44-34 Sandusky. Wolves girls basketball team with a win over Herb Beach Pirates. It was 37-32 in the fourth, 6:13 to go, and many chances here for Harbor Beach. Those turnovers did hurt in the first, but they seemed to settle down here in the second, especially in the third. And they were hanging around in there within 7 to 10 points. Just couldn't make a big stop or a big shot.
Yeah, the big difference there was the first quarter when they were Sandusky's able to get that 17-9 lead. Never really looked back from there, but you got to give Harbor Beach credit, though. They battled. They had it within 6 multiple times. They had a chance to get it down to 5 or 4 to start the fourth quarter. Instead, they didn't get a shot off, and that just really cost them, because I thought if they got it down to 5 or 4 there, that fourth quarter, they outplayed Sandusky, but they couldn't piece it together. They could never come up with that stop they wanted to. And credit the Sandusky Reds, Wolves, ooh, almost messed up there. My apologies. Credit Sandusky there and Coach DeMott. He's got his girls trained to a T. They are so patient on offense, and they wait, they wait, they wait, and they find the open player for a wide open shot. And the interesting little fact here, Eddie, 20 made baskets for Sandusky, 17 assists. Whew. So only 3 baskets did not come off assists for Sandusky tonight.
A lot of unselfish play by this Sandusky team throughout the whole season also. Harbor Beach did lead. They scored their first points 2-0, but Sandusky tied it up with 6:20 to go and then took the lead at the 5:44 mark, 4-2, and held that lead all the way throughout the rest of the game. 17-9 at the end of the first, 27-17 at the half. That's where 27-15 is where 19-13 actually is where Harbor Beach had a chance also within 2 possessions at the 5:23 mark. At the end of the third, though, like you said, a pretty strong third there, 37-30 lead for Sandusky against Harbor Beach. And then in the fourth, like I said, the closest 37-32 at the 6:13 mark. But Sandusky making a couple of key free throws, but some big shots also. Brooke Jansen just driving to the basket. The Jansen to Jansen combination was out there, 44-34. And we're wondering, who's the oldest, right?
That was the question of the day.
Okay. So here we go, a stat report.
Yeah, we'll start first for visit Harbor Beach. They were 12 of 26 from the floor, 2 of 9 from three-point land, so not the greatest there. They had 22 rebounds, so they were really working the glass there against Harbor Beach. Carly Guza, just 2 points, 2 assists, 7 turnovers, 4 rebounds. Savannah Rogenbuck, 7 points for her. Kaylee Gearing had 2 points. Reagan Emming, 1 point. Mariah Yan, 10 points, 8 rebounds. Haley Guitar, she had 2 points, 3 assists. And Aubrey Geiger, 10 points, 8 rebounds for the junior. For Sandusky, shot 51% from the floor. 17 assists on 20 made field goals. 44 points for them, just 18 rebounds, 11 defense, 7 offense. 8 steals, though, was the big thing there, and only 6 turnovers for Sandusky. Allie Jansen held scoreless, but 9 assists. So she accounted for 18 points just in a different way, you could say. Helena Long had 8 points. She had 4 rebounds also. Brooke Jansen, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Morgan Taggy, 9 points, 1 assist. So a quiet night for Morgan Taggy, you could say. Grace Giebord, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And Adelie Kaufman, just 2 points on 2 shots.
Okay, there we go. Jonathan Bisher, thank you for coming out. We'll have more post-game report here. Again, 44-34, Sandusky with the win. And they have a really good, strong lead right now in the Greater Thumb East League. But they still have Marlette coming up this Thursday. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. SandlakeBroadcasting.com streaming also. Sandusky winning 44-34. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Our final score again, Sandusky 44, Harbor Beach 34. Your final score, Sandusky. Well, next play this coming Thursday that Jonathan Bishop will cover on Thumbchugger Sports, Channel 1. Thumbchugger.com has been confirmed that Ashley Winter-Palmer will be joining you.
She's supposed to be.
And it'll be Sandusky at Marlette What pretty much you could say for the Greater Thumb East League.
It will be the Greater Thumb East League title. So Sandusky's going for an outright win of the league title.
Yep.
Marlette's looking to share it. I guess unless Marlette slips up to Harbor Beach later in the season, I don't see Sandusky slipping up anymore. And Marlette's really going to have a test here in Harbor Beach. I believe they got to play them one more time.
Yeah, because they
got to play Ubley too. So Marlette's got, you know, Ubley and Harbor Beach left. That's going to be a tough little thing, but they got to get through Sandusky first to even worry about potentially sharing that league title.
And they, I do believe they probably played the Memphis game earlier in place of this tomorrow's game. So they're going to prepare for that Sandusky game this coming Thursday on the 16th. So tune in for that. Really excited. Our next game will be on Thursday. It will be Croswell-Lexington hosting Richmond for the Blue Water Area Conference league title possibly. And there's still some league games left for both teams, but that should be an
exciting game. Same situation as the girls.
Yes, yes. So Croswell has one loss. That was to Richmond. They need to beat Richmond to get at least a share of the league title and then hope not to win the rest of the season also. So tune in for that Thursday, your game. Girls, Sandusky at Marlette. Boys, for me, it will be Croswell hosting Richmond. Thank you to Troy Shelke, the athletic director here, for hosting us here on 92.5 WBGV. And for both teams, of course, always great to talk to Jim Tamlin for Harbor Beach. Came up short 44-34, but they really battled hard. A good game for Harbor Beach.
A very similar game to when we watched them against Marlette. They are always, they never were out of it, but couldn't put it together.
Hopefully they can build off this and look forward to you know, the districts, too, also. Coming up, they have Memphis and Marlette. I do, that's it for them. I don't know if they have a couple games in between there.
No, that's it. We're winding down the season, folks. Girls districts is not far away.
All right, Jonathan Bishop, thank you for coming out.
Anytime, Eddie.
Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5. Our weather, some commercials also, and enjoy your greatest, hottest country hits here on WBGV 92.5.